Severe sport fishing restrictions this summer in Southeast forced the cancellation of Wrangell's King Salmon Derby this year, and now the town is kicking off its Silver Salmon Derby. That's this weekend, and as KSTK's June Leffler reports, the stakes are high for the Silver Salmon Derby to bring in enough money and enthusiasm to keep the event going.
For 65 years, Wrangell has held the longest King Derby in Southeast Alaska, lasting a whole month. This is the first year the town canceled the event, when the Alaska Department of Fish and Game closed sport fishing around the entirety of the island until mid-June. Derby organizers are anxious, wondering if the Silver Salmon Derby can garner interest like a King Derby would. The best measure of that will be in ticket sales.
We need to sell as many tickets as we can, obviously, and have this thing work so we can justify having another one next year.
Sean Curley is the Derby chairman. He's looking to sell 300 tickets minimum. The last Coho Derby was held in 1996 and sold an abysmal 50 tickets, a bad sign for this year's Derby organizers. But the Coho Derby was held alongside the King Derby in the past. This year, it's the only fishing competition in town. And the prize money is way more. In 1996, first place received $250. This year, first place will get $2,000.
We might have went overboard, but we're hoping to sell enough tickets to just break even and offer up a community event here that's fun for, you know, your family and your visiting friends, and also just to have a local friendly competition.
A competition that may have to take over for the King Derby if low Chinook forecasts persist.
It's looking like we might not have a King Salmon Derby again next year.
This year's Derby tickets will be reduced from $35 to $20. The Chamber of Commerce will award weekly $250 cash prizes with a $500 prize for Labor Day weekend. In Wrangell, I'm June Leffler.